can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. As we roll into hour number two of the program, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Coming up, a story out of the Santa Cruz area, actually, about water and how you aren't allowed to use it anymore. Apparently at all in your front lawn. Let's continue, though, with the phone calls from last hour. We were talking about sexual repression in America. Let's go to Matt in Illinois on the amplifier line. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, guys. How are you?
Good evening. What's on your mind?
Earlier in the show, you were talking about a guy in jail who was self-pleasuring, and they brought charges against him.
Right. That's correct.
Yeah, my wife is a sleep therapist. And she sees that actually quite often.
Wait, in sleep, like as like a sleep pleasuring sort of thing?
No, they're awake. She's doing a study, and they'll uncover themselves even though they're on camera. And
wait a minute,
just pleasure themselves right there.
These are regular people that are involved in a sleep study, and because they're just bored or think they're alone, that they decide that that's an appropriate time for that sort of thing?
I think they're trying to impress somebody is what I think the problem is.
Really? You mean they know your wife
yes.
is watching the camera and they're showing off for her?
Yes.
Oh, my.
It's happened. You know, I said quite often that it's happened a couple of times.
How does she take that?
She ignores it.
She's not offended?
Sure she's offended.
Why? What's offensive about it?
Well, you have to ask her that.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
I mean, I can't speak for her. I never really asked her. Well, were you offended? I might have imposed my own that I would have been offended because I just think that that's disrespectful to a person to, start.
Yeah, that may be the case, and I could see how people would interpret it that way. But I sort of liken it to like when I get compliments from gay men. I'm not a gay guy myself, but a lot of guys who are kind of they're not in touch with themselves. They're sort of repressed sexually. They might take offense if a gay guy came up and gave them a compliment. But for me, I'll take that as a compliment.
As far as I'm concerned, what you're talking about there, a guy pleasuring himself, not on camera necessarily so much, but you know, in real life, in front of a female prison guard or a woman who's in a doing sleep deprivation study or something like that, it's a prelude to a sexual assault. I really think if the woman just said, that's very interesting, Mr. Johnson, that she is because if you're talking about a guy that is, you know, sick and weird enough to go, face to face with a woman doing what he's doing.
That is pretty weird.
And she just, I wouldn't want to, step on your rights to be naked and touch yourself in front of me. Some woman who's that stupid is just set up ripe for a sexual assault.
That could very well be. My wife just referred to them as stumpers.
Yeah.
And
your wife's a little more removed.
There was one incident where she did have to call security to tell the guy to stop it.
Was he
security
hanging from the chandelier?
Well, if you're practicing your autoeroticism,
uh-huh.
and a big black guy comes in and tells you to stop it, I think you're probably going to stop.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Over.
Stopping right away.
So was that all you wanted to share with us today?
Well, the other thing was is the, you went on to talk about other sexual issues and child pornography and stuff like that and the age of consent. And I think that's indicative of a larger problem with the application of the law in general in this country. You know, every case needs to be taken on a case-by-case basis, and they have a tendency to just blanket the laws. So it doesn't matter whether you're 19 and she's 16. The law says she can't have sex when she's under 16. And by God, we're going to
enforce it.
We're going to enforce it.
Yeah.
But that's how it works with all the laws. I mean, you're not shocked about that. That's how it works with everything. If it says it in the law, these government bureaucrats follow it just like they're automatons. They can't, in many cases, they couldn't stray from that even if they wanted to.
Exactly, and that's my point, is that we need to get back to a judge or an adjudicator or somebody being able to make a reasonable decision on a case-by-case basis.
Better yet, here's a reasonable suggestion. Let's make it so the state can't bring charges anymore on these issues.
Right. You have to. If you're the one that was harmed, you have to be the one that brings charges, especially on the sex issues, because, you know, like you said, my mom was 16 and my dad was 25 when they started going out.
Now, does that make your dad a creep, as the last guy was suggesting on the air last hour?
No, he has 8 kids. They've been married for well over 50 years.
Now,
people are going to say, well, times were different. Times were that different?
No, 16-year-old girls were still 16. In fact,
that's right.
If times were different, so what?
Well,
I mean, you know, people should be able to, you know, just because times are different in your culture, there's all kinds of cultures in America, all kinds of them.
Right.
I mean, just go to the Chinese restaurant and tell me that there's not a different culture in America.
Well, now, back in when your dad was 25, then your mom at 16 may not have been as well developed as 16-year-olds are today. You know, people have suggested that the hormones in the beef are actually encouraging, or hormones in milk or whatever, are encouraging kids to sort of develop faster. So one could argue that he was even more of a creep because she might not have been as as well endowed or well developed as a 16-year-old today. What was going through his head at the time? I mean, was he somebody that liked to hang out with younger people? Did he not connect well with his generation or with people his age?
I'm not going to speak to him or for him, but I would imagine that wasn't it at all.
Yeah, I think it was just common.
I'm thinking that there was an emotional attachment here. They got married. They're still married. They've been married for 56 years. Hmm. They had 8 kids together.
Yep. Where did they meet?
A life together, a relationship.
What town did they meet in? I mean, largely, towns were much smaller then, and the pool of women from whom to choose to marry was small. I mean, you know, so naturally the ages that people looked at broadened.
Well, okay, you know, here's the story. My father was an orphan. His dad died when he was 11. He was in Colorado. They came from Colorado to Illinois to a place called Moose Heart, which is an orphanage, with his mom. His mom was a cook in a house. He graduated from high school from Moose Heart, went to Colorado, went on to college, got a degree in teaching, came back here to McHenry one night. My mom was the daughter of the chief of police in that city.
Wow.
That the parents, my mom's parents, knew what was going on, and they didn't disapprove of it.
Didn't even bat an eye.
Take place, right?
I don't see why it's that big of a deal.
That's an amazing story, really.
And my father had a future at that time. My father was going to be a teacher. They knew it when they decided to get married, and they asked, you know, the dates and things were supervised. They were chaperoned. Of course, there'd be times when the chaperones weren't looking or whatever.
For sure.
Something might have happened and gone on. But, you know, everything was on the up and up from the parents. And my father they knew he had a future in front of him.
Now, imagine that happening today and, somebody in the government getting wind of it somehow. Maybe she spilled the beans to her friend or accidentally told mom who had a problem with it. Charges are brought and your dad spends, five, I don't know what the average sentence is for statutory rape. It's several years. Your dad spends, let's say, 5 years in prison for it. Would that have made him a better man?
No, wait. This is the standard now. Is they're going with that Jessica's Law, and they're making it 25 years for a first offense.
What? In Illinois?
It's supposed to go nationwide. They're trying to get everybody. Right now,
oh,
I think
goodness.
Oklahoma was the first one to pass it. There's a couple, or Texas. Texas has passed it. You do this, if you're 25 years old and you're caught with a 16-year-old, you're spending 25 years in jail minimum.
Amazing.
You know, every law that has somebody's name in front of it gets passed, so watch out, fellas.
Hey, Matt, thanks for the call. It was a great story. Really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Last hour, we had a guy saying that his dad would have been a creep for doing something like that. Now, I came to their defense and said, you don't know. You don't know what their individual situations were. You don't know what the circumstances are. Yeah, there may be some creepy 25-year-old guys, but that doesn't mean that everyone who's 25 and is taking that path is necessarily a creep, because you don't know these people. Individual circumstances vary, and that should be a factor in these cases. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features for free. We've got archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website. You go download them for free at freetalklive.com. And did you know that 9 out of 10 lawsuits in the world are filed right here in the United States? Any number of lawsuits, court orders, or greedy bureaucrats could leave you and your family penniless. At KeepYourAssets.net, they're experts in sheltering your wealth. You'll see that KeepYourAssets.net can help you be protected against those that wish to take your assets. That's KeepYourAssets.net. talking about sexual repression on the way. We'll talk about the lawn police, but first, to the phones to Mac in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Mac.
Hey, guys, long time no talk.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, I was going to bring this about. I wanted to say the laws of today are different than the laws in the past because they're dumbing our children down and they're making them, you know, be children longer and longer and longer.
Mm-hmm.
And they're creating more problems through their education system so that while they're in the education system, they don't really learn anything and eventually they've always got a prison cell for them. And so they make everything more and more difficult to exist in society. You know, I mean, they keep putting more and more regs on us. I mean,
sure.
if these laws were in effect in 1962, then I wouldn't have been, well, I may have been born, but my dad probably would have been in jail.
What was your parents' situation?
Well, mom and dad started going out. Mom was 14, dad was 16. Mom had me when she was 16, dad was 18. They packed me up when I was 6 weeks old. We left Pennsylvania, moved to Oregon, and dad worked for 35 years in Oregon, and they stayed together until cancer took him here a couple years ago.
Mm. Was your dad a sicko or a pervert?
Oh, no, my dad was the hardest working good man that I ever knew.
Yep, but you're right. He would have been put in a jail cell had that happened today. You're absolutely right, and that would not have helped the situation at all. Can you imagine that? Imagine that happening today. Your dad knocks up your mom, and then he gets put into a jail cell, and then she gets to raise you by herself for 5 years. That would really help the situation, wouldn't it?
Or the state.
Right.
Yeah.
Just a mess.
Back then, they taught responsibility. They taught things in school that mattered so young people could get out of school and be productive citizens. And, I mean, most of the people back then didn't go to college. Most people went straight into work.
Right.
It was about responsibility. And they've taken that away from our kids nowadays and told them that they don't have to be responsible and yet a jail cell for you.
Thank you, Mac, for the call. Really appreciate hearing the story. 800-259-9231, and I agree completely with what he's putting out there, and that is that kids are being dumbed down by the system. It's been going on for a long time. It's been getting progressively worse year after year, the government indoctrination of young people in this country. They're basically cranking out a lower class, a working class person, somebody that's purpose in life, has been deemed by the bureaucrats to be factory worker, job holder, somebody that's not going to question the box that they've been put in, somebody that's been just given the most basic of education so they can add maybe two and two, and they can do some basic multiplication or division perhaps. But beyond the basics, they aren't very well, you know, educated. They certainly don't know philosophy or world. They're not worldly. They're not critical thinkers. They just exist. They subsist. And he's absolutely right that government, it totally takes responsibility out of the hands of people, and it tries to make them feel good about it. It tells them, hey, you shouldn't have to be responsible for saving for a retirement. Yeah. You shouldn't have to be responsible for taking care of your parents. You shouldn't have to be responsible for fill in the blank. And government says, we'll step in, we'll take care of all that for you. And that contributes to mental laziness.
I would absolutely agree that government schools don't spend any time teaching kids how to think, how to problem solve. You know, largely it's put the answer on the line, that kind of thing. They teach to tests.
Right.
These tests are usually multiple choice.
They certainly don't teach you to question authority.
I think they spend an inordinate amount of time assigning seats, making sure you're in your assigned seat, moving them like cattle from one room to the other, and then
you have
saying
to ask
them more
permission to go to the bathroom too. Don't forget that.
A lot of that stuff, and I don't think that really prepares kids for the real world. Some of the things that even they consider advanced academics, I don't really understand. I don't know why they teach them. I took trigonometry and analytic geometry. I think that's great for the engineers of the world, and
yeah,
I think they should be taking it. It hasn't served me. I don't need to know what the sine, the right. cosine, and the tangent of a triangle is in my daily life.
I could see some use for algebra because algebra helps you sort of think a little bit outside of the box as far as X, you know, what is X.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see some use for that. But beyond that, I remember when I got into pre-calculus in
That's
government
the same
school.
Thing. Anatomy, trigonometry.
I got into pre-calculus, and I felt the same way, man. You know, I knew that I wasn't going to utilize this in my life. I had no interest in an engineering sort of thing. Mm-hmm. I could tell that by that time in my life. And so what did I do? I cheated my way through the class. The whole class was cheating. You wouldn't believe this, but the woman who was teaching the class would sit up at the front of the class. She was this huge beast of a woman, and she didn't like to move around because it was obviously difficult for her. She would just sit there and grade the earlier tests from the classes that were there earlier in the day, and she would just look down the entire time that we were taking that same test. And so answers were going across the aisle, you know, we're passing sheets back and forth. There was, the entire class was involved. I kid you not. 100% of the class was involved in cheating. If it weren't 100% of the class, then if there was a goody-goody in there, he would have snitched us out because he would have known. It was so blatantly obvious that the class was cheating, I don't know how it could be that the teacher didn't know it.
Mm.
I had never seen anything like that in my entire history of being in government school education, and I engaged right along with it. I mean, I was better than some of the kids at the test, so I was actually one of the sources for answers more so than anything else.
Yeah.
But nonetheless,
cheating really cheats you, not the teacher.
Oh, it's true, but it only really cheats you if you honestly want to pursue that sort of a vocation. And I was not interested in that. So essentially, that whole class, that 50 minutes a day or whatever it was that I spent in that class, was a total wash. Mm-hmm. I could have been doing something else. I could have been learning a skill. I could have been making money.
What they don't teach kids is how to get to work on time.
Right.
You know, there's the
dealing
weird,
with customers,
the weird punishments and all that stuff that public school has. Look, the public school can't kick a kid out for being late. But a private school can, if you're chronically late. A private school can say, look, you're just not fitting up to our curriculum here. You're going to have to, I'm sorry, you're going to have to find another school.
800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. So whether you want to talk about sex and how absurd the laws in this country are, or the dumbing down of society, the dumbing down of kids in the government school system, which is, it's a fact. All you have to do is look at the test scores. Look at how the federal government has gotten involved in education, the amount of money that they've been distributing to local governments, amount of your tax dollars. Look at the amount of money, it goes up, and almost at the same rate, the educational quotient goes down. The test scores go down. It's just a mess. And your kids are suffering for it, unless they're homeschooled or in private schools, in which case they're probably fine. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. The Lawn Cops coming up.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-920-9786. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-920-9786. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-920-9786. That's 1-800-920-9786.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site for free, including the wiki. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to explore that. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to Free State Project. That is freestateproject.org. As we go to the phones, to the fun, Kent in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Kent.
Good evening, gentlemen. Just wanted to give you an update on my run-in last night with the lawn police in my village.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, to recap what happened last night, I was visited by a police officer who told me that I needed to bring my lawn up to code and was pointing out all my flowers. Now, I have had this run-in before in previous years, and so I took the initiative last time that it happened and went and got at least looking at the ordinance that she was referencing as far as my yard being in violation of.
Mm-hmm.
The particulars of this particular ordinance stated out specific weeds that were not allowed to be grown, as well as lawn heights of no greater than 18 inches in height.
Huh.
Okay?
That's a pretty long piece of grass.
Yeah, the intent of the law was to make sure that derelict homes weren't just abandoned and the lawns were allowed to grow up forever and cause a tick and flea kind of infestation
sure.
thing.
Right.
So,
it's just the whole difference
caught.
Where the spirit of the law, is no longer looked at, and it's all about the letter of the law.
Yep,
absolutely.
Where
absolutely.
Can we give a ticket?
Right. Well, my lawn is a lot different than my neighbor's lawns. They like to cut their grass very short, so it turns brown in the summer. I leave mine between 3 and 4 inches. I have a lot of different foliage and flowering plants out in the front lawn that are not really contained by any mulched garden border or anything like that.
Ah, so it confuses them.
Yes, it does. It does. It very much confuses them to the point that they'd have to stick the police on me to conform to their little brick houses on the hillside look. The police officer in question was very adamant on the fact that she knew about horticulture because she had a degree in horticulture. And she also owns a landscaping business, and that I need to contain my yard. And I'm a little confused on how you contain nature in the first place, but on the second side, I was explaining to her, since she told me her qualifications in horticulture, that, oh, well, this is my crown vetch, and here's my irises, and saponaria, and spirea, and this is mustard plant that's all nice and tall and blooming very beautifully. And, well, it was just needed to be contained, and that...
So her objection was that some of your flowers were too tall? Wasn't that what it was?
Well, not just too tall, but just unkempt, you know. It didn't look nice like everybody else's yard. I should go out and buy some mulch. And contain was a word used repeatedly. And
it doesn't allow for any creativity and you know, what you do as far as your lawn and that kind of thing.
Correct.
Was that the violation, the fact that, what was it that she cited you with? Was it an uncontained lawn?
Well, what's interesting is that she gave me 24 hours. Well, she didn't even say 24 hours. She just said she was going to come back by tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And this was yesterday. Come back by today and look at it again. And I told her, well, that's fine. You can come back over, but I'm not pulling out my mustard plants and irises. I'm not doing it. So thank you very much.
Maybe you should ask about, it sounds like her degree might be questionable. Maybe you should poke around on that and she'll be so embarrassed she goes away.
Yeah, maybe.
Did she come back?
No.
Interesting.
Not
so
at
you
all.
Did not get a ticket. She just threatened you and said she'd be back.
Right. Well, and she pretty much ran away from me last night when I started citing to her the specifics of the ordinance. She got a little upset with me and ran away.
Hmm.
So that was nice. But I also wanted to comment on something you were saying a little earlier about education.
Yeah.
I happen to be a state-certified educator in Illinois. I've taught for 5 years in the public school. Right now I'm teaching at a medical college. And you're absolutely right. There has been a complete dumbing down of the education system from the inside.
What do you have to back up that claim?
Well, what I have is... at the school that I was teaching at, the administration, through the principal and superintendent, wanted to have a program in place that would help the incoming freshmen adjust to high school life. In this school district, they have a middle school mentality and not the junior high school mentality. Middle school deals with teen teachers. The same group of teachers have the same group of kids. They have a planning session where they try to plan the lessons together, which doesn't end up that way. What ends up happening is it becomes a gossip session about the bad students that they have.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of group work, a lot of teamwork, a lot of group grades. They have bathroom time that's scheduled in the middle school. So they all held hands, and boys line up on the left, girls line up on the right, and we're talking about 7th and 8th graders.
That sounds like elementary school stuff.
That's correct. Now... I actually proposed for the high school a very intricate program that was very well outlined that incorporated a team of three teachers that would work with a core group of students and focus on integration of curriculum between, like, say, for example, you had a reading specialist, an English teacher, and a history teacher. The lessons would be developed around the history teacher teaching history. The English teacher would help reinforce the grammar and structure and punctuation in papers and written work, and the reading instructor would be there for helping reading for understanding and comprehension. I had the schedule all made out. Superintendent came from the board office, shook my hand, and told me it was a wonderful program, but we'll never implement it in this school.
Why?
But they ended up doing, because it would be too difficult.
too difficult for
the students.
Oh,
and,
I see.
What they ended up doing was taking the middle school model and moving it to the 9th grade and created the exact same environment from the middle school at the high school level. So it wasn't a matter of getting the students to adjust. It was a matter of recreating the environment that they had become used to.
Wow. So essentially, you've already described what was going on at the middle school level with kids waiting in lines for bathrooms and just sort of treating them as though they're little kids. That's now advanced into the ninth grade so to make them feel more welcomed into high school. That's pretty
Correct.
Disturbing. And I wasn't surprised. I was already predicting in my mind when you were telling me of your brilliant plan that they would shoot it down, because that's how it works. They have their one-size-fits-all curriculum, and anybody that wants to think outside of the box, any teacher that wants to innovate in the government school system, is immediately shut down. They're discouraged. They're told that's not part of the plan, that if they are to follow their plan on their own, they will be in trouble for it. You cannot step outside of the box.
But that is completely contradictory to the education courses that future teachers get at the university and college level.
Really?
Because at the university and college level, teachers are, students at that level are taught how teachers are supposed to think out of the box and create grand and new ideas and collaborate with multidisciplinary curriculums. And
well, you can actually do that when you're in a private school.
What I'm saying is this is what the teachers are taught in college
right.
on how to become a good and effective teacher in the school systems. They're teaching you completely contradictory practices to what you are expected to adhere to once you're in the school system.
Kent, thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing that with us. We really appreciate it. And keep us up to date on what happens with the cop threatening your lawn. Thanks for the call.
The main problem with our education school system is we've taken teachers and we've turned them into bureaucrats. When it comes to the public school system, government officials are not incentivized the same way as those of us in the free market.
Nope.
They're incentivized to cover their butts, to make sure that they don't do anything. Doing anything can be considered wrong, so they do nothing.
Sure.
You know, they're just incentivized in a very wrong way.
Failure is rewarded. There are virtually no market signals for them to respond to, no profit incentive. It's just a mess, and it's all the government's fault. You can chime in. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus Water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical, because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871, or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A one-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Then become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. For as little as $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live spread the message of freedom and liberty around the world and around the country. Get all the details, learn about the perks you'll get access to, and more. It's all there at amp.freetalklive.com. So let's jump in real quick into this story out of Santa Cruz, Mark. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure we get to it before the night's over. The lawn police. What's
right.
going on?
It says here from, let's see, KINO46.com. K-I-O-N, excuse me, 46.com. Santa Cruz, California. Officials are reminding people who live in Santa Cruz that the ban on outdoor watering between the hours of 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. is critical this time of year. They say that during the summer months, people tend to use more water, and it's also the time that there's less water available. Santa Cruz Water Police.
Yeah.
There's water police. Are actually being flooded with calls from neighbors reporting water wasters. The city decided to put water restrictions in place to prepare for yet another dry year.
Oh, I feel so sorry for you people.
I don't know what to say about water police. I don't know. I mean, do they have badges that have little, you know, little pools of water beneath them?
Is there a special number that you can call to snitch out?
Absolutely. There's got to be a water wasting snitch.
Dial 511 if you spot someone wasting water.
But, you know, forget that. It's a bad idea to water your lawn between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. anyway. Because it's just not the time that the lawn needs the water, really.
It's not as absorbed that
right.
That
you're
time.
Wasting your money when you do it, and all kinds of reasons. But forget that for a second. I want to step completely out of the paradigm where we are. The paradigm where Santa Cruz controls water.
This happens, by the way, all over the country.
This works for every
Sarasota,
city.
In Sarasota, they had days you had to do it on the odd days if
right.
you're
which is still ludicrous.
Right.
But step out of the paradigm where the city or the county or whatever municipality controls the water, as though they need to, and step into the world where perhaps a company provides you with water. Maybe there's competing companies that decide whether or not they can provide you with water. How they get that water to you, completely beyond me. The free market will take care of it if that's the case. But imagine that it's a company that's providing you water and not the government.
Mm-hmm.
Would that company tell you you can't water between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. during the day? And if you did, would they put you fine you or put you in jail or put a lien against your house if
Who
you did?
Who would sign that agreement?
That'd be crazy. It'd be nuts. The fact is, what they would do is they would have some kind of tracking system because they're selling you water, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just a guess, the first 100 gallons would be a nickel apiece. The second 100 gallons, 10 cents. It goes up, it doubles every 100 gallons you use.
Now, you don't have any idea as far as pricing because water's cheaper than that today. But nonetheless, you're just giving an example.
I'm just giving an example because that's
tiered pricing.
How the market would handle it.
Right.
Certainly, the company would want to be able to provide water to everyone. They would, it doesn't make any sense at all that they would want to stifle people's consumption. They would, however, likely need to have water for everybody, so they're going to have to put, price this water at some level. It makes perfectly good sense to me that this would be the way that things happen. I think that people should be able to buy water and water their lawn, waste it, let it get evaporated.
Right,
if they pay the price. If they feel like it.
You should pay the price through your pocketbook instead of going to a jail cell. And by the way, paying a multi-$100 fine to the government isn't going to get the water back, that's for sure. You know, government is so awful at doing everything it does, whether it be educating your kids, as we were talking about a moment ago, or whether it be building roads, they're not so great at that either, but they get the job done eventually.
Well, who's in competition with them?
Right.
I mean, it's not like there's another road out there by a road building company that we can look at that the government, that shows that, in fact, the government's doing a crappy job building roads.
Well, there are some private roads.
Huge road building technologies, but there's still, there are some.
Disney World, for instance.
There are some private roads, but there's still not companies out there competing in the arena of building roads.
And so if you look at all of the areas that government is just so awful at, why in the world would we want government to be in charge of water? Do we want government to be in charge of food? I mean, if it's true, the premise, if we should accept the premise that, water's too important and the market shouldn't handle water, it needs to be handled by the government, well, then why don't we accept that premise for food? Look at how abundant food is in America because the marketplace handles it. Look at the thousands of products on the shelf at your local grocery store. Look at the five different grocery stores that you can go shop at.
Look how often you have to worry about contamination in your water currently. Look, I've seen public housing. I don't want your public water.
I turned on the water here a few months ago and was about to fill up a drink, and it started coming out yellow. I thought it was something.
Rust,
I thought
the
it was
pipe or something.
Yeah, it was the pipes around here are so old, like circa the 1800s, that these rust chunks break off from time to time, and they just completely contaminate the water. You just have to wait. You have to wait until they go in and the water flushes out, or I don't know how it goes away. I don't know what they do to fix the problem, but I sure as hell wasn't going to bathe in that stuff. That was nasty looking water. So imagine how much more abundant the water supply could be if we let people in search of profit actually handle the distribution of it. You know, probably there wouldn't be any restrictions on when you could and when you couldn't use it, and it might even be offered at a cheaper rate than it currently is today. So who knows what things would be like, but the fact is, things would be taken care of better. You want evidence? Go and watch John Stossel Goes to Washington. You might be able to pull it up online, I'm not sure, but if you can find a copy of that, it's a great video by John Stossel from ABC News, where he doesn't look at a private, necessarily 100% private solution to water, but what he did look at was the difference between a completely government-controlled water supply and a water supply where the government turned it over to private hands. So it was sort of still, tied into the government, but
right,
not as much.
A government-sanctioned monopoly.
Right. What they found was that when they did that, the government bureaucrats who, prior to the changeover in this particular town, it was in New Jersey, the government bureaucrats, they didn't care about fixing the pipes.
They said they couldn't do it.
Right.
It's unmanageable.
Yeah, so we got donuts to eat. And then all of a sudden, when they switched over to this private paradigm, these people that had been so listless in their jobs and in their lives, all of a sudden got re-energized. They were energized because they were actually getting, paid what they were worth. They were getting, job. They were
incentivized.
Incentives, that's the word I was looking for. And
both positive and negative, likely.
Right, and they felt,
do your job or get out, and if you do your job well, we'll give you a bonus.
Right, and they felt good about their lives again. And it made a huge difference. And the pipes that were previously said they couldn't be changed out, it was impossible, they got changed out. Brand new pipes all throughout the city, no problem. Drop of a hat. Let the market handle it, please. Let's go to the phones. Jim in California, listening on KSEO. Hello, Jim.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, in Santa Cruz here, it gets far stranger with the water. We live in a coastal rainforest. There's plenty of water falling every year. The issue is storage capacity. And we only have one reservoir. We could have many, there's actually empty quarries that could be allowed to fill with water and become reservoirs, but they won't do it because it's a control issue. It's the whole paradigm.
Yeah.
Yeah, why should they?
Well, you know, the government isn't out there to provide you a service. The government is out there to get to control your butt.
It gets stranger than that. They actually spend money to put drainage in an empty quarry so it won't fill with water.
My God.
Now they
We've got to protect the quarry.
Yes, they tried to get a quarry converted to a reservoir years ago, and a professor at UC Santa Cruz filed a report about some sort of salamander or critter that would be...
A banana slug would be killed.
Something. Well, it turned out that the professor was non-existent, and so was the animal, but...
Oh, my God!
...all rolling and prevented that from becoming a reservoir.
Wait, who wrote it? Did anybody ever track it down?
I don't think they ever figured out who it was, but some students probably...
My God.
Unbelievable.
You know, these kind of things can really get legs of their own. There's that EPA study about secondhand smoke. That thing has been debunked so many times, it's pathetic. But people still believe that secondhand smoke, in fact, kills people. But
oh, yeah.
It's bizarre, man. If people want to believe it, like the pictures of the polar bears on the floating on the little iceberg that you see. Yeah, these were just polar bears that wanted to be on an iceberg. It's not that they got trapped from global warming or anything like that. It's just amazing how some of these things get legs and they run off like they're
Well, it's the control paradigm here. They figured out they could control the water permits and issuance and they don't want to give up on that.
Right.
We have several quarries that could be reservoirs in this county. But people could water ski, go boating, fishing, and generally have fun, and there's typically no fun allowed.
Right. Instead of doing what the marketplace would do and scale up to demand by building new reservoirs,
right.
The government says, crack down, we need water police, we need a snitch line, turn in your neighbors. And, I mean, this is nutso.
Furthermore, they could actually make money off the reservoirs. And it would be a more diverse biosphere than an empty quarry sitting there. It's just a hole in the ground.
Thank you for the call. We are short on time, but I really appreciate hearing from you. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Just absolutely unbelievable. But this is what happens when you turn a critical resource over to the government. It's squandered, it's wasted, and it's ruined.
Mismanaged.
And we all get threatened with jail and fines if we, you know, it's just a mess. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.